Say, it's a joy to be here one more time at Mountain View Stand. One more time. I appreciate the opportunity. And I appreciate the youth and the young being able to, being willing, as Brother Randy said, to get up here and sing for the Lord. And I'm thankful for that. This morning, I don't know, I'm very peculiar, I guess, and I say it a lot of times, but I'll be honest with you, there's times I feel like I could probably come straight off the bench and just start preaching, and then there's other times I just feel like I don't have nothing. And I got to take my time, and that's where I'm at this morning. I've got a thought, a little bit of scripture, and I really don't feel like we'll keep you long. I don't even know if we'll preach. To be honest with you, we may testify for just a minute, but I don't know what'll be said or done, but I do hope and pray that you open your heart, not just open your ears and naturally. And I'm just going to be honest with you this morning. I'm going to say this and get to reading, but we come into the house of God and we come in here Sunday after Sunday. It ain't just out of repetition, but it's coming in here needing something, and it's coming in here that we might, as Randy said, be obedient to the Spirit this morning. And I'll be honest with you, when we come in here and we come to Sunday school and we come to 11 o'clock hour and we come to the 6 o'clock service and Wednesday night and everywhere in between, we ought to come in here ready to work this evening and this morning. We ought to come in here with something on our heart, and it's not meant to just sit here and maybe joke around and laugh and cut up, but I'm going to be honest with you this morning. The house of God is something serious. There's a world out there dying, lost, and undone, going to hell, expecting us to shine a light this morning unto their life. And that's what they need this morning. They need born-again believers living a life that is pleasing unto the Lord this morning. And I don't know this morning, but that's what I feel this morning. I've got family members that care nothing about going to the house of God. They see no reason to go this morning, but there is a lot of reason to go this morning. You can say, well, the church house ain't for me, and I can get just what I need by listening to it on the phone. But I beg to differ with you this morning. There's a spirit on the inside of this church, and when you get around God's people this morning, that you can't just feel from anywhere this morning. Now you take it with it this morning. But you got your Bibles. That ain't even what I'm going to preach on, I don't guess. But that's what I felt this morning. We were driving up the road, and this morning just began to think, had a lot of things on our heart. And I'll be honest with you today. I went last night to my grandmother's and down in Alabama, and I just sat there as we began to drive this way, and I began to think about how they just don't realize what they're missing this morning. They don't this morning. This Christmas time, we've done brought the world into it this morning, and I know gifts are good this morning. They are, but I'm going to be honest with you today. We've made it such a hustle and bustle that we forget the true meaning of it all this morning. My kids are more than blessed. I got more than they could ever think of. And yet we're still trying to get them the perfect gift that'll open it up. And Susan said it. The best gift we can give them this morning is bringing them to the house of God today that they might hear the preached word and they might be able to be born again this morning. But you got your Bibles. You want to read with us? We're going to read in several places, starting in Genesis, the first chapter, the first verse. All of this is very, very familiar scripture this morning, but that's all we got upon our heart this morning. But in Genesis, the first chapter, then we're going to turn over to Luke, the second chapter. Then we'll turn over to Matthew, the 25th or 27th verse in their chapter this morning. But you just pray this morning. It says in the first verse of Genesis, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. This morning, and you flip over to Luke, the second chapter. This morning, you all know it. The Christmas story, I guess, this morning, but that's all we got this morning. But it says, this morning, it says, and I guess we'll start in the first verse and we'll read down. It says, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And that's all we're going to read right there. And if we can find our place in the, I think it's in the 27th chapter of Matthew, you know the story here about Jesus, about them wanting Barabbas this morning. But it says in the 25th verse, then answered all the people and said, his blood be on us and on our children. Then released he Barabbas unto them. And when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers, and they striped him and put him on a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put upon his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, hail, King of the Jews. And they spit upon him this morning and took the reed and smote him on the head. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him this evening. And I guess that's about all we feel like reading. I could read on down this morning, but I don't feel like it's necessary at the moment. But this morning, I guess maybe if we had a thought this morning, and I don't know, we may have done preached on this one time before, but that's neither here nor there. All I can do is what the Lord gives me this morning. But if I had a thought this morning, it would be, oh, what a Savior. This morning, that's my thought. I thought about it when Brother Randy asked us Friday night to come this way. We were sitting there at my brother's house, gathered around family, listening to Christmas music, and we began to play songs. I began to play Christmas songs this morning, and they began to play a song about a king-sized manger this morning. And the thought come to me about, oh, what a Savior. This morning, I'm thankful tonight that He is my Savior. This morning, I am. Today, I don't thank Him enough. This morning, I don't. But I'm thankful for what He did. This morning, He come into the world for me and you. This morning, I love this manger scene this morning. You say, well, boy, they may have not got all the colors right, but that ain't the point of it this morning. You can't go to the store and buy a prettier manger scene than that right there. You say, why is that? Because the kids did it. The kids were here and they painted it and they learned and they listened to what Christmas is truly about this morning. They explained exactly what it was this morning. They explained every one of these this morning. And you mamas and daddies, you ought to be proud of them this morning, church. You ought to be proud of them today. Just tell them. Tell them how proud you are of them today. Because guess what? There's still more that need to be born again. You seen it when we sung the days of the week. Guess what? Don't give up on them because nobody gave up on you. But oh, what a Savior this morning. Oh, what a Savior is mine. I believe they sing the song, Gary it is, sings a song, oh, what a Savior. You know what it says there on the second verse? There on the cross where he died for my sins this morning. That's when it became real. It be when he died for me this morning. He could have died for you. But when I realized that he died for me, it broke my heart. And I knew that I needed him this morning. This morning. That is why church is important. That's why it's important to listen during church. That's why it's important to keep coming this morning. Because Jesus died for you this morning. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. I thought about that little kid song, Jesus Loves Me. We sing it and we sing it and we don't really know the words. You say, well, I ain't even got to look at a book and I can sing it. But do we truly know what it is to realize that Jesus loves you this morning? He wants you to be one of his. The world wants you. But Jesus' love is so much greater than the world this morning. Yeah, it is this morning. But oh, what a Savior this morning is mine. There on the cross where he died for my sins. Oh, what a Savior is mine this morning. Ain't you glad he's yours? You ain't got to share him, Brother Randy. You and Kathy live together. But guess what? You ain't got to share him. There's enough to go around. This morning, yeah, there is. So if you're sitting there this morning lost and undone without God, this morning you backslid upon the Lord, this morning ain't realized how good God really is, this morning I would to God that you search your heart and realize just how good the Savior really is this morning. You're missing out. You're missing out this morning. I can't help it this morning. I just want you to get what I got this morning. This morning, can I just say this this morning? You older ones that are in high school, you got a lot of younger ones that watch you this morning. You do. How you act in church is how they're going to act. You ever go astray, guess what? They're going to say, well, it was okay. Okay for them to go, so I'll just go too. So you realize what you got this morning, and you hold on to it. It's more precious than gold this morning, than diamonds and silver, and more precious than any money that this world could ever offer. This morning I know and I realize we all live in this world. We all got to contend with it, but how we act and how we carry ourselves shows what type of Christian we really are this morning. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stand up for the truth and realize just what you got this morning. For oh, what a Savior. He died for you. He bled for you. And he rose upon the third day for you this morning. that you might have life and have it more abundantly. This morning, I don't care what grandma and grandpa got. It ain't good enough for you to get into heaven. It's good enough to bring you, but it will not get you into heaven. This morning, it won't. We got a lot of people this morning that's trying to make it on the coattails of grandma and grandpa, but it ain't going to happen, folks. This morning, I didn't come this way to preach you doom and gloom. I didn't. But I just want you to realize that, oh, what a Savior this morning. We've turned a blind eye to what's wrong in the world. And we've made it right this morning. And we've dimmed the Lord. But let's realize wrong is wrong. Right is right. And let the star shine this morning. That star right there shined bright enough that these wise men, they followed the northern star. This morning it shined bright enough to bring them unto a manger. If you want to bring people down to the altar, you better live a life where the light shines bright enough to get them in the church house. This morning we've got enough Christians acting like the world. No wonder we can't get them saved. You may say, preacher, you're harsh, and y'all may not have me back, but that'll be all right. This morning, this is what I got, because guess what? I got a father-in-law this morning that I'd love to see in the house of God. I got a grandmother that ain't ever darkened the doors of the church that I know of. I got aunts and uncles. I've got family, Randy, I do. It's important to me what they see this morning, and guess what? If they see the church acting like the world, they ain't going to desire what we got this morning. But let's stand up this morning and shout from the rooftop, oh, what a Savior is mine. We've been quiet long enough, church. We've been quiet long enough. The world shoving everything down our throat. Let's stand up for the Lord and just shout, Jesus loves me. I got kids. I got kids, and guess what? I hope I live long enough to where I can see grandkids this morning. You say, well, man, you're young. I do, but I don't want it to stop with me. I want them to keep going, you see, because I don't want to look back 30 years from now and say, well, it was my fault. Guess what? I can't do nothing about the past. I can't, but you know what I can do? I can go, I can get on the straight and narrow. I can ask the Lord to forgive me. I can go to the ones that I've hurt and ask them to forgive me this morning and say I'm sorry this morning and be able to shine a light about them that they desire what I got this morning. We've covered it up, you see, and I'm not particularly talking about Mountain View. I'm not, but it's everywhere, folks. That's why you see churches on every street corner, because we can't come together, you see. It wasn't ever about, don't throw me out, it wasn't ever about Baptist and Methodist and Presbyterian, but it was about bringing everybody under the blood of Jesus Christ. He shed His blood, not just for the Jews, but it said in the next verse down, a light to lighten the Gentiles this morning. That's what He did. He brought the Jews and the Gentiles together that they might be under the same blood this morning. Amen. We ain't better than nobody. This morning, I don't care where you're a member at. This morning, I don't. Now, do I believe that we line up as close to the King James Version Bible as? Yeah, I do. But we've missed the mark, folks. We have. We've said, well, if you ain't part of us, we're just going to turn our back on you. This morning, that ain't the way the Lord was. Let me tell you this. Before the Lord come into your heart and He can condemned you and you were lost and undone. Guess what? You weren't a part of us either. But you know what made us all one? The family of God. The blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, what a Savior this morning. Are you afraid to stand up for what the Lord has done for you this morning? I'm going to tell you what, this morning, I don't want to lose any of our young folks to the world. This morning, I don't. But mamas and daddies, that don't solely fall on the church. This morning, let me just say this. My kids, my daughter, she plays sports. She does. But there's one thing that I'm not going to do. Is I'm not going to let that override what the church does. Let me tell you something. Scholarships in school is great this morning, but if we're trying to shove the world down them, don't expect them to want to desire the church this morning because we've allowed them to take hold of the world and run with it this day. Bless you, Lord. This morning, let me tell you something. My mom and daddy were strict, Randy. They were. I didn't play ball on Sunday. Guess what? There's a lot of people didn't like them. Guess what? I was one of them today. But I look back now and thank God for it. This morning I do. I didn't play ball on Wednesday night. That just wasn't a thing today. But guess what? We've allowed them to. We ain't standing up for it, Randy. Well, if they don't, they won't be accepted. This evening, I'm just being honest with you now. If it was good enough for you when you were growing up, guess what? It's still good enough for your children. This morning, just stand up for it. Oh, what a Savior is mine. You say, well, what does this have to do with anything? Because you ain't realizing what good Savior you got, what He's done for you, and what He can do for your children. Amen. That's the truth. This morning I may not get many amens. I don't know. I can't help it. You say, well, you're acting like you're perfect. I'm not. My wife's sitting right back there with my two children. Guess what? You could go to my kids, my older one. You could set her down and she could probably tell you every one of our faults and failures. She could. This morning I got them. So does my wife. And so do we as a married couple. We've got our faults and failures, Randy. We do. But you know what me and her try to make sure of? That when it's all said and done, and we forgave each other, and we've asked the Lord to forgive us, we go to our daughters, and we tell them, well, we shouldn't have done this, or we shouldn't have done that. You know why? Because we want them to know that not everybody's perfect this morning, but we serve a God that is this morning, and He's the most important part of their life today. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, teenagers, you listen to me this morning. I'm not getting on you. I'm not. But it's important how you carry and conduct your life around your peers at school today. It is. I wish. Can I tell you something? I wish that I had somebody to warn me a lot more, Brother Randy. Because when I was in school, I wasn't fit to be in the house of God. Today I hung out with the rowdy crowd. Today I did my fair share of things I'm not proud of today. And if you have to, if you want to wonder about it, you can pull me aside and I'll tell you all about it today, because the Lord's forgave me for it today. But I just want you to realize, teenagers, young adults, myself included, we got a lot of little ones today. Today we do. Mountain View's blessed now. Y'all are blessed. But can I tell you something? Very, very quickly, it can all be taken away. Yes, it can. You let somebody get mad, Brother Randy. Guess what? There goes that family. Let this one get mad. There goes that family. This morning, you know why? Because we can't reconcile. We'd much rather split, create another church down the road, than to come together in love and unity this morning and just praise the Lord and thank Him for, oh, what a Savior is mine. Amen. It ain't just Mountain View. I ain't getting on Mountain View. Whoever listens to this on YouTube, it's for everybody, myself included. This morning it is. Because I guarantee you on the way up here, I probably passed 30 or 40 churches. 30 or 40. And just on this road right here, there's this one. There's one right down the road. There's another one right down the road. Could you imagine if all them just come together this morning? I know we all have our different views and different things, but if we could put all that aside this morning, not worry about the views, and just worship the Lord for what He truly is, and what He sent His Son to, for us to do, and that's just to worship Him and praise Him for what He did on Calvary for me and you this morning.
Amen.
I just wonder, how long has it been since she stood up, come down here, and just told the Lord, I'm ready to come back home? I know there's people here that's probably went astray. Guess what? That's okay. My God can forgive you, but you got to ask Him. It ain't going to get no better on you if you just keep running and running. But you know when it gets better? When you turn and come back home, just like the prodigal son did. And you know what he did? The father there, he said, go kill the fatty calf. My son's home. He was lost, but now he's found. You know what he was saying? Oh, what a Savior is mine. He's finally home. I can rejoice with Him this morning. That's what the church wants to do with you. They just want to rejoice. How long has it been since she stood up and just said, Lord, I want to thank the Lord for saving my soul? We were kids, Randy. We were eager. I tell you what, when I first started preaching, boy, yeah, I had a hair trigger. Anything, I'd just stand up like that. Guess what? I've allowed myself, you say shame on you. I'm going to tell you about me. But I've allowed myself to sit on the front pew of Stoner's Chapel Baptist Church and dry up like a grape, look like a raisin this morning. I ain't fit for nothing because I wouldn't stand up and just say, the Lord, thank you for saving my soul. Well, everybody knows you're saved. That ain't the point this morning. Some people just need a little pick-me-up. You understand what I'm saying? Just because they're sitting in the church house on Sunday, don't mean everything's all right, church, this morning. But we need to be able to pray for them. Share the gospel. Not be afraid to tell the Lord, thank you for what you've done for me. Guess what? It was important for these wise men here to come and see Him this morning. It was. You think this morning that they didn't, that they went out and didn't tell nobody? No, I believe they went back this morning. Guess what? Word had got out. Because when they went there for the circumcision and Simeon seen Him, guess what he was looking for Him? This morning, the woman at the water with her water pot at the well, she said, come and see a man. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Oh, what a Savior. This morning, I'll be the first one to tell you, I need Him this morning. I don't know about you, but I need Him this morning. I do in my life. I ain't perfect. I've done told you that. And some of you may think different things of me, and that'll be all right. But I'm going to be honest with you this morning. I ain't perfect, and I'm pretty backwards unless I get to know you pretty well. But I still would love to share the gospel with you. I love you today. I do. And I just want us all to come together and be able to share the gospel and share the love that's down on the inside of our heart and shout it from the rooftops. Oh, what a Savior is mine, because He died on the cross for your sins, my sins, and the sins of the whole world. He did. He did. But I just want you to realize mamas and daddies, and I can say this because I got two young. I sit back there with my wife on Wednesday nights at the church. Sometimes it seems like we can't get them to be quiet. We can't hardly pay attention, don't even know really what's going on. But then guess what? Out of nowhere, randomly, my daughter, she'll start singing a song that was sung in church, or she'll start singing along. This morning, last week, Bailey sung a song. This morning, I was holding Aniston on the front row, and she just started singing the song. I didn't even know she knew it this morning, but guess what? She's heard her mama sing it this morning, whether she's playing with Barbies in the playroom, or whether she's on the front row of the church, she's heard her mama sing it. Guess what? She knew the words, and I didn't even know she knew them, Brother Randy, and it did my heart good. I just want you to realize, mamas and daddies, they may be young right now. It may be a struggle, because it's a struggle for us. It is, but I just want you to keep bringing them this morning. I do. I want to come back 2 years from now, and them little ones that are playing with toys, they'll be a little more grown up. They'll be able to sit down and listen. But right now, they're just playing. But guess what? That playing will soon go from playing to listening. And then from listening, the Lord will begin to talk to them. Just make sure you're in your place. For when they need to be prayed for, you can pray for them. That's me included. I'd hate to know that my daughter is lost and undone as she comes down to the altar, and I can't pray for her, Jeff, because I'm not in a place where I can pray, because my life ain't fit to be able to pray. I got to pray for myself first, but I want to be living a life where I am close to the Lord. When she comes down, I can pray for her and help her this morning. Amen. You may be sitting here. You may not like what I'm saying. You may be a teenager, ain't got a family. But I'm going to be honest with you. You may be young, not even know what I'm saying. Don't even understand what I'm preaching. But this message is for everybody. I know it's Young People's Day here at Mountain View. But this message here is for everybody. Because guess what? Older ones, you start to fall out of the way. You start to put your pitchforks up. Guess what? Yeah. Them young adults my age, guess what? We're going to look up to you. Yeah. Well, they stopped. Yeah. Let me just throw mine down too. And then guess what? It's called a ripple effect. You ever threw a rock in the water and begins to ripple out? Guess what? Ripples go out. They begin to get bigger. Yeah. So it may just start with you. And then guess what? It goes to your kids. And then to their kids. And then to their kids' kids. And then by the time you know it, it's an entire generation that ain't got a clue about anything that word says. Because we as parents have not taken the time to share, oh, what a Savior is mine. I love you this morning, I do. I didn't come this way to get on you. I really didn't. I just wanted you to be able to share. What a Savior, Jeff. What a Savior. I'm going to ask you something. Some of you in here's got sons. Could you send your son into the world to die for everybody? I don't think you could. I don't think you could. I don't have a son. I got two daughters. But if I did, I don't think I could send him into the world. Well, go ahead. That's his only begotten son, Jeff. And he sent him into the world, into a manger for mine and your sins, lived a life perfect and holy and acceptable unto God, and died upon the cross. He could have saved himself, but guess what? He went all the way for me and you. And they sung the song about the stone being rolled. Guess what? He rose and he come back into my heart, Randy. He come and lived into my life that I might have life and have it more abundantly. I don't know this morning. I know it wasn't no, I guess, Christmas message. This morning, I don't go searching for a perfect Christmas message. I'll be honest with you, I don't. But I will say this morning. I believe that we, as the body of Christ, have failed the world. Now listen to me. Because we have turned a blind eye, Brother Randy. We've turned a blind eye to what is right and what's wrong. We've turned a blind eye to standing up for the Lord. We won't even stand up in the church house and give Him praise, much less stand up for it out there. How in the world is the world going to hear us this morning if we ain't willing to share it out there this morning? I'm telling you, it's important today. Brother Jeff, we work with these people. The people I work with, I'd love to see them in the church house. It'd make the world a better place. I know, it's been going on since the beginning. I realize that. But guess what? When Paul was thrown into prison, he didn't stop sharing the gospel, Brother Randy. Just because of where he was at, he didn't stop sharing the gospel. His location did not matter. Neither should ours. Location, a lot of times, and who we're surrounded by matters to us whether we'll stand up for the Lord or not. Well, that's all right. Myself included now. I'm not just saying y'all. But it said, enter into the throne room boldly. Boldly. The Lord will be there. Let me tell you something. The friends I used to have, guess what? They ain't hardly there no more, Brother Jeff. They're not. When I turned my life over to the Lord, the one thing I met somebody and they said, you, a couple weeks, you'll be just like us again. That was 12 years ago. 11 years ago now. Guess what? I'm still trying to live for the Lord. Amen. Them friends that you got in high school, they may not think it's cool that you're a member of Mountain View Baptist Church. Guess what? Stoners has got that same rap where I'm from. Oh, you go to Stoners? Ah, we can't hang out with you. Guess what? That's all right, Brother Randy. Because I've got more of a family inside of my church and then inside of this church and every other church around than I did when I didn't go and when I thought I had the world. Guess what? When I left the world left me. But guess what? When I left the church still prayed for me, Brother Jeff. That's why I love them so much. Because they didn't give up on me and they prayed for me and they loved me through it all. Yeah. That's why I love my Savior. You want to know the truth? It's because of God's people. I love Him because of what He did for me. But the love of God's people shows that He truly loves me. Today it does. Today, so you may not be popular in the world's eyes, but you be very popular in the Lord's eyes. You hear me? That group over there, that group of friends that, well, it ain't, we go to church, but it's all right. We'll do this. We'll sneak by with this. We'll say these words. Let me tell you something. You can ruin your testimony quicker than you can show one in a heartbeat. It may take you years to build it up, but it's very quick to tear it down this morning. And guess what? It's very hard to rebuild it. So be careful this morning. If you're sharing anything, share the love of God. Share, oh, what a Savior this morning. And let it rain from the rooftop, from your cars. I mean, just let it sing. Praises unto the Lord this morning. I love you. That's all I got. You may not got nothing out of it, but I enjoyed it and I appreciate the Lord giving me the liberty to stand one more time. I'll turn it back over to Brother Randy.